subdivision number 2005-68, Sandy Landing LLC, revised preliminary.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for 25 single-family lots on November 27th, 2008. Commission granted approval for 77 lots. Commission, that should have been 2007.
Yep.
That was another interruption, probably.
They happen.
The commission granted time extension October of this year. The 77 lots were going to be served by an on-site community wastewater treatment system. The revised 25 lots will be served by individual on-site septics. All the lots exceed 1 acre in size. It may be necessary for a variance for some of the lots. They may not meet the 150-foot lot width requirement. That would be subject to the Board of Adjustment. The revised plan shows sidewalks on at least one side of all the streets. A 50-foot buffer from the state wetlands is provided. And we're raising a question, would you require another public hearing? The site has changed. It said it's going from 77 to 25 lots. And Mr. Ford sent me two emails from the adjoining property owners that kind of objected it. At the public hearing, they're supportive of this.
Going from 77 to 25.
24.
24.
Is
20,
one across the
25
street.
25.
There's another one on your lower right hand side.
Lower right hand corner is a residual, oh, okay. Residual right. Parcel.
I see. Yeah.
So how many this is the one that had the central sewer across the street, right?
It's going from 77 to 24?
25.
25.
Wouldn't we want a public
hearing? I can tell you why,
okay.
And here's what you all have to decide. Not, I mean, this would be the reason for it, because it says in the subdivision ordinance that every final plat shall be substantially in accordance with the approved preliminary plat. So
okay.
That's the trigger, I guess, for why Shane said the commission has
well,
to decide.
Apparently there is someone here representing this application. I think it might be Mr. Schrader. You would give us your name for the record. And
thank you. Dennis Schrader on behalf of the Cove at Sandy Landing. I understand Mr. Robertson's concern, but I question the economy of time and money of going through the whole process again. This is originally was applied for in 2005. All of the compliance requirements are in place. The question is, you're going to go from 77 lots at 9,000 square feet to 24 or 5, depending on how you count that parcel C, with an average size in excess of 1 acre. All of the wetland buffers are met. All of the setbacks are met. The conservation easements are met. We got one issue with front yard. It's not being 150 feet, but we can go off to the board, get that settled, and maybe we come back with 24 or 5, or we come back with something less. That depends upon the board. But
was it originally a cluster subdivision?
It was approved as a cluster.
Do the conditions work out the same if you don't do the, the original approval is going to have some requirements.
And have Mr. Ford address that, but generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's what the effect of the conditions.
The conditions are referred to in the books that were submitted.
Because otherwise you're going to have a site plan that somebody's going to say, well, it doesn't have, and I'm not saying that's the case, but the question could be raised, it doesn't have X, Y, and Z that was required by the approval.
Theoretically, you could have a cluster with 1 acre lots.
Well, you went from central water and central sewer to...
We'll still have central water, but central sewer will not be available.
Well, so these are all going to be on...
On-site septics.
One of the conditions of the preliminary approval, sidewalks were required on both sides of all streets.
By a separate feasibility statement.
Because it would approve for a central, right?
Yeah.
It would approve for a central. Tom provided us with the soils work, soils report, but you've not gotten the actual feasibility from Denrec, have you, yet?
On the, okay. Because that would have been the original soils, would have just been on that area that was for the central soil.
Mm-hmm.
That's complicated, man.
Well, the question about the sidewalks on both sides of the street, there isn't anything on this other side of the street. It's a green space in between the street. And they have a crosswalk that goes to about the center to get from one to the other. That could answer that question.
I mean, in the one sense, they're in compliance because it says there'll be no more than 77 lots within the subdivision.
Oh, that's what I'm sitting here thinking. I'm trying to entertain myself. Well, if it's less lots, it's less lots. And what drives every hearing is density. Okay? This is one third of what it was before. Who in the world, after approving 77, is going to come back and say, no, we're not going to let you do 25, you have to do 77 when an F sewer becomes.
And the neighboring subdivisions are all on septic.
Right. And if you approve it as the preliminary, the developer and Mr. Ford, still have to go forward and get all of the septic feasibility requirements done. They have to get the permitting.
As you know, typically we don't approve without septic feasibility. But
what about the one that? I'm sorry,
time.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The one that says that the lots on the east side of County Road 341 have to be relocated so they don't back up the poultry operations. That's not, looking at the conditions, that's the only one that maybe has changed, you know? In other words, they translate between whether it's a cluster or a standard. And I don't know what this design does.
Those lots are eliminated, this site plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not backing up the poultry?
No, the poultry. Poultry stuff was here,
so
and
there
were
strip lots there.
All right, so they're gone.
You're not adjacent to it.
No. One last question that I would have is, how about the time extension? When would the clock start ticking on this? Does it go back? If we look at this, it's a revised preliminary, so all those dates stay, correct?
Even recently. They've only had one extension.
You only have one?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, what we've done in the past is a date. You don't change the date when you do a revision. You go back, you maintain the original date from the original approval of the preliminary. Mm-hmm. Question came up before, too.
So do we have any wetlands and any kind of wetlands and any lot lines?
And they have they're showing a 100-foot setback. Typical there at the top of the page on the blueprint.
There's a line on number 24. I don't know where the lot line didn't go back there. It's outside. There's a delineated four wetland line there.
Do we have any wetlands of any type within any lot lines?
No.
Mm-hmm. And any but the buffer that you're providing is from the state wetlands, not from the 404.
Right. It's 50 plus another 50 setback in the lots.
Mm-hmm. For the state wetlands.
Right.
50 foot.
So it's giving us 50 foot setback.
100.
From the.
It's a fact. It's
a 100.
But from the 404, which adjoin the state, which becomes a blending of, based on the Center for Inland Bays presentation they gave us.
Yeah, but the original approval, though, was that wetland buffers in accordance with applicable requirements.
Let's get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not at all. I'm sharing information I learned here at the commission.
Got your cushion, don't
I? I got it in my car. Bought me a ring too that I can blow up.
Whoopie ring.
We need to get Joan back in here to hear this, right?
She's probably listening.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by applicant Sandy Landing LLC for subdivision 2005-68, my motion is for acceptance of this as a revised preliminary for 25 single-family lots.
I would state in there that it's a substantial reduction in the density.
And I'm stating as a part of that reason for this motion for approval of, as a revised preliminary, is the substantial reduction in the density through the number of lots decreasing from 77 to 25.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary plan for subdivision 2005-68 Sandy Landing LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.